Services, approval of two-year administrator contracts and non-extensions, tab 39. I asked if Bob would explain it.
I should have sent a refresher out because I know we've talked about this, but it's been a few months since we did that. But basically, we are moving to two-year straight contracts for administrators with three or more years of service. And the way we were trying to line the administrators up was to get about half of them on odd-year contracts and about half on even-year contracts. So what I asked administrators to do was volunteer to take a non-extension of their current two-year rolling contract, and I received a lot of positive replies to that. So the second step was to perform a lottery, and we ended up not doing that because we were within about 10 to 12 people to be even. So I didn't think it was worth upsetting 10 people who didn't want to go to 1 year. So we just left it as it is. I'm sure it'll average out over the next couple years. But the result is that you received a list of people who are on schedule for a two-year contract beginning July 1st of 2013, and a list of people who are taking non-extensions on their current rolling two-year, and they will, or for the most part, the vast majority of those were volunteers, and assuming all goes well, they will receive two-year contracts starting July 1st of 2014. So that's basically what I sent you. And again, I apologize for not sending a refresher out telling you how we did that, because I know you got a few calls, but that is what our procedure was.
It was apparent that people wait on Fridays for things to be posted on the website, and then they call immediately. It used to be TJ, and now we're Ed?
Yeah, 2 points. First, it doesn't look anywhere close to half.
You've got to remember that we approved one-year contracts back in January, and there was a whole list of one-year contracts that are already people between 1 and 3 years. So they are all on one-year contracts going into the
people who are in the first 3 years.
Right, 13, 14. So it's about half. It's about 50-something to 70-something, I believe.
I guess
so.
I would mix the groups myself.
We're close. Well, they're going to end up with two-year contracts, but they'll be split out on even and odd years once they reach their three-year threshold.
Well, that's my second question. What about the folks who are completing their third year now?
Those people are on the two-year list because under state statute, we have to give them a two-year contract at this point because we didn't do anything with them in February. So the people who...
Didn't we have this discussion?
Didn't we say
we've got to do something? Let us know if there's something we've got to do.
There wasn't anything we needed to do.
Well, yeah. There isn't if we want to extend everyone for 2 years, but that was...
There's...
I mean, the people completing their third year...
Right. And I send a letter to all their supervisors asking if there is an issue, and I got nothing back on that.
My point isn't to pass judgment on individuals. It's just that we were trying very hard, I thought, to not automatically extend anyone to 2 years until we have an opportunity to discuss it and put in place the kind of procedure that we're looking forward going forward. And this, well. It's disappointing because I thought that we were gonna that we weren't in the position where we were automatically extending by 2 years.
The only people that are covered contractually under that are the people who are going from their third year to their fourth year.
No, I understand that.
Which is basically a handful of people.
Well. Okay.
And I thought we covered that back then.
I think we didn't, but I may be misremembering.
So everyone on this first list, the 2-year contracts, is definitely here for 2 years. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, I guess I'd just like to ask the superintendent if this is, I think we were looking to make sure you had flexibility to address issues as you come in here. At least that's what I felt was one of the benefits of doing this. And I guess, like Ed, I'm a little surprised that one list isn't the same as, in terms of the number, as the other list, because the people who are on 1-year contracts, to me, are a separate group. So we're saying, of all the administrators who have gotten past their third year or will be into their third year, basically we'll have half in one and half in the other, rather than to say we'll have half, but we include in the 1 year, in one group, all the 1 years. But I really think it's the superintendent's, because I'd certainly support going back and saying, what we would like to, as a board, is having half and half. But I'm not going to push for that unless it's something that the superintendent feels she needs as flexibility.
I feel a little uncomfortable talking about this right now. But I got to say that I hadn't seen this list, until fairly recently, like real recently, and I think I too was under the impression that it would be evenly half and half, so I'm feeling a little confused by it myself, so I think that Bob and I need to have a conversation about this.
Okay.
It
is, it basically is half and half, but that does include the 1-year contract people. We can certainly go back and perform a lottery on the 2 years. And we're not going to approve this for 2 more weeks. So we can certainly revamp this, and I can contact the administrators telling them we're going to do a lottery for the number of people that we need to even it out.
I think we need to do that.
And that's fine. We can We can certainly do that.
All right. Anything else? Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. Thanks, Bob.
Thanks for the update.
And now